Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Saturday, the 25th of September, 2021. Today, all migrants are gone from the Del Rio, Texas campsite, plus Germany chooses a new leader, and more. Here are some of the top headlines. A COVID-19 outbreak has killed 5 people and infected at least 74 at a nursing home in Washington state. Out of those who died, 4 were unvaccinated and 1 was fully vaccinated. A roadside bomb hit a Taliban car in eastern Afghanistan earlier today, injuring at least 1 person. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group said it was behind similar attacks in the city of Jalalabad last week that killed 12 people. And a manhunt continues for Gabby Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundry. The FBI issued a federal warrant for Laundry this week after Petito's body was found at a Wyoming campground. No migrants are left at the makeshift camp in Del Rio, Texas, on the Mexico border. That comes just a week after nearly 15,000 migrants had gathered at the site, including mostly Haitians. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
This was the result of an unprecedented movement of a very large number of people traveling to a single point of the border within a matter of a few days. We responded with a surge of resources to address the humanitarian needs of the individuals, many of whom include families with young children. We also applied our months-long standard operating procedures at the border, which we have been applying to all migrants encountered at the border during this very challenging time.
Some flights will continue to bring migrants back to Haiti this weekend, despite widespread criticism that people are being forced to return to the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and a place that some migrants have not lived in more than a decade. At least 2,000 Haitians on 17 flights have already been sent back. In one instance, people desperately tried reboarding a plane to return to the United States. They've been expelled under a pandemic-related policy that allows immediate expulsion without the chance to seek asylum. Officials are also under fire for certain tactics used at the border, including using horses to push back families to the Mexican side. The number of migrants in Del Rio peaked last Saturday after thousands, confused by Biden administration policies and social media rumors, gathered at the border crossing. Meanwhile, protests have popped up in Haitian-American communities around the country. At a Boston rally, Haitian native and immigrant activist Gerald Gabot was frustrated with the Biden administration's handling of the migrant situation.
This border crisis is very damaging to the Biden administration because this is not what he said. He stood with immigrant and for immigrant. He stood for dignity. He stood for human decency. And what's going on right now is the total opposite of what he stood in the campaign trail. So I don't think that he wants that in his record. So Joe Biden can do a lot of things to fix the crisis that we are in now, right now. He needs to first stop the deportation. He needs to give due process to all of the people who are at the border seeking asylum. And he also needs to provide, you know, humanitarian support to all of them. And also change his policy toward Haiti. Because the reason why Haiti is in this situation now is because of the failed U.S. policies toward Haiti.
While at least 2,000 Haitians were sent back to the Caribbean nation, far more have been released into the U.S., at least 12,000, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Most of them will have to make claims in front of an immigration judge in the next few months and could still eventually be denied and removed. Thousands of other migrants have been relocated around Mexico, where they will apply to stay or eventually may again move north to try and enter the United States. The U.S. State Department also said it's in talks with Chile and Brazil, where many migrants left in recent years, to allow some Haitians to return to those countries. Germans head to the polls this weekend to elect their next leader.
Von der CDU-CSU geführte Bundesregierung würde Deutschland Wohlstand und Arbeitsplätze kosten.
Richtungswahl ist so spannend wie selten zuvor. Geht es darum, machen wir weiter wie bisher oder wagen wir jetzt einen echten Aufbruch?
Herr Bundeskanzler Armin Laschet würde den Kurs fortsetzen, gerade hier auch neue Arbeitsplätze anzusiedeln und Erwerbstätigkeit möglich zu machen.
The country is holding a national election tomorrow to determine the makeup of parliament, and Chancellor Angela Merkel is stepping down from her post after 16 years in power. Merkel has been seen abroad as a symbol of stability and as someone able and eager to cooperate with other political parties than her own Christian Democratic Union Party. But many Germans have criticized what they've seen as a lack of bold reforms at home. Merkel was the first female chancellor of Germany and often considered one of the most powerful people in Europe. As for who will replace her, the race is pretty much wide open going into the weekend. Polls show Merkel's center-right Union Bloc a little behind or nearly level with the center-left Social Democrats, with Finance Minister Olaf Scholz seeking the chancellorship. Polling in third place are the Greens, led by Annalena Baerbock, making the party's first run for chancellor. Experts say Germany's election is less predictable than usual because the candidates are relative unknowns to most voters. The House Budget Committee will meet today to talk through parts of President Joe Biden's domestic priorities. They include universal pre-kindergarten and community college, along with an expansion of Medicare, plus the taxes to pay for them, all part of a potential $3.5 trillion spending package. The House Budget Committee will hear from 13 committees, and once that panel is done, will decide how the plan will be debated on the House floor. Lawmakers are still trying to get an agreement between the House, Senate, and White House before a vote. Though two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, have said they will not support that much spending. Meanwhile, a separate vote on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill may come to a House vote on Monday, though there are still more progressive factions of the Democratic Party who want that tied into the broader spending package. The Senate already overwhelmingly approved the infrastructure bill, so if approved by the House, it would go to President Joe Biden this week for a signature. Well, it was a great first day at the Ryder Cup for Team USA. The U.S. jumped out to a 6-2 lead over Team Europe at the golf tournament yesterday, their largest day one lead in 46 years. Europe won just one of the eight matches and halved two others in the match play event. Europe has also notably benched Northern Irishman Rory McIlroy, a four-time major winner and six-time Ryder Cup participant. That comes after he lost two matches on the same day for the first time in his Ryder Cup career. Today, Saturday morning foursomes start at 8:05 a.m. Eastern Time with Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger for the U.S. against Spaniards Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia for Europe. You can watch on NBC and Golf Channel. The 74th Tony Awards are tomorrow. The annual show honors the best in theater, but since Broadway was largely shut down for a year and a half until recently, this year's Tonys will celebrate shows from before the pandemic shutdown in March of 2020. The awards were supposed to happen in June of last year, but got called off with no theater to choose from. And despite picking from 2020 theater work, there are still some limited categories because not enough nominators saw some shows before the shutdown. Like for Best Lead Actor in a Musical, Aaron Tveit is the only nominee. Or for Best Original Score, a category usually dominated by musicals, has five plays in the running. As for the host, it's first six-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald, the only person to win all four acting categories. She'll host tomorrow night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Paramount+. Then actor and singer Leslie Odom Jr., best known from Hamilton, takes over as the show shifts to CBS for a special second half after 9 o'clock. You can follow along with the entertainment section on usatoday.com or live on Twitter at USA Today Life. And you can find new episodes of 5 Things every morning, 7 days a week, right here, wherever you're listening right now. Thanks, as always, to Shannon Green and Claire Thornton for their great work on the show. And Claire's back with a Sunday edition tomorrow, right here on this feed. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.